Hello, it's Neil Wilkinson back on Audioboo after a little while away. Do you know what I've been doing though? I've been waiting until I've got something significant to report back to you. And I think I have. Because I am now speaking to you from the lovely town of Cockermouth, which I don't get to say very often. And it's so childish, but I love the fact that there's a town called Cockermouth. It's just daft, isn't it? Who on earth thought that would be a good idea? And I just thought I'd make a little Audioboo message for you from Cockermouth. I've just come fresh from Cockermouth, do you see? There's all sorts of different comedy routes I could go down. But you can make your own ones up, because they're all pretty obvious. There's not much here, to be honest, in Cockermouth. There's room for more in Cockermouth. Oh, my God. Of course, it was famous for being flooded 2 or 3 years ago. And I just happened to be in the area. It's in the Lake District. The far northwest on the way to, well, almost at Scotland. And the last time I was here was a couple of years ago, just after the floods, when all the water had gone and all the buildings were empty and all the buildings had got big, massive heaters inside, big electric heaters, and they were bright red and it looked very odd. So I got out the car and had a little walk up and down the street and had a peek inside at some of the odd things that you could see, because it's not every day that a village gets completely flooded by a river. So I thought I'd have a bit of a nosy. But while I did that, I must have been conspicuous. I don't know how. Me, conspicuous, because a policeman drove up to me and started asking me why I was there and what I was doing. He thought I was looking in a skip for things that people had thrown away, like looting. He thought I might have been a looter, although quite what I would have wanted with anything that was flood damaged, I don't know. It was all very odd. And he did a what do they call it when do they run a check on your details? How embarrassing! That's the closest that I've ever come to being arrested. Although I wasn't actually doing anything illegal, I was just having a look around the deserted village. There weren't any signs up to say, "Hey, you're not welcome." So I had a look, because you would if you were passing through, and there was a flooded town, of course you'd have a look, of course you would. And I practically got arrested for doing that. So yeah, not best pleased with Cumbria Police after that, numpty. But 3 years later, more or less 3 years later, I'm back again to have a little peek. And it's all been done up, it's all lovely, it's very nice. I've just pulled up outside, I've just pulled off outside Cockermouth Leisure Centre. The Leisure Centre in Cockermouth. Oh, there's so much innuendo. I should buy a house here, just so that I could say, I live in Cockermouth. Oh, it's so cheap. It's so cheap, but it's funny, so I don't mind. So, that's the most significant thing. Oh, do you know, it's actually snowing here a little bit. It's not settling like it has done in Scotland, but it is snowing. It's quite windy and very cold, and it's a vast contrast to what it was about a week ago. It's madness what's going on. If you want to catch up with me at any other time, I have a radio programme which I do between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. on hitmusicradio.co.uk. You can find me there between Monday to Friday if you'd like to hear any more of my ramblings between music. But I'm going to leave you now to ponder any more other jokes you might think of concerning the town of Cockermouth and its lovely name. Have a lovely evening. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye!